This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
First date was great. Then, radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
And we are talking to Mitchell this morning. Good morning, Mitchell.
Morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing just fine. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. So you went on a date with a girl named Angie. First of all, how did you meet Angie?
So we met on the app.
Okay. And what did you guys do?
We just went to dinner, just chatted. We had good conversation on the app and through texting. So it was.
And then did you have good conversation at dinner as well?
Yeah, I thought it was really fun. We were laughing and making jokes.
Okay, so then what happened?
We have a great day. I mean, we kind of talk about seeing each other again. Yeah, after that, I kind of just didn't hear from her. I guess she did mention something about getting hurt, but she was like really short. So I didn't want to give her space. But
okay. Like she sustained an injury?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then that could very well be the reason you haven't heard from her. I mean, depending on what she's going through, maybe she's too busy to go on a date right now.
Well, she's not too busy to pick up for us, though, because we have her on hold. So
we do have her on hold.
Mitchell, we're going to put you on hold. We're going to talk to Angie, find out why she doesn't want a second date, or even if that is accurate. And then we're going to conference you guys together and see if we can salvage this, okay?
Oh, okay. Yeah, sounds good.
All right. Mitchell's now on hold to talk to Angie. Angie!
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Hey, it's Gavin and Katie from the Wake Up Call, and we just got done talking to Mitchell, and you're on the second date update, so we got to figure out, is it true that you don't want a second date with Mitchell?
Yeah, that's definitely true that I don't want a second date with Mitchell.
Wow. Okay. Now, he described a dinner that had pleasant conversation and even had plans to see each other again, so what happened?
That's all he said. That's kind of shocking because...
Well, he mentioned that you hurt yourself sometime after the date, and Katie's like, well, maybe that's why you haven't heard
right.
from her.
Yes, I hurt myself on the date. We were leaving the restaurant, and we were going down these stairs, and I was wearing these big heels, and I, like, fully twisted my ankle in a really bad way, and it, like, instantly started swelling up, and I was like, I'm going to have to go to the hospital, I think. Like, I couldn't walk. And
did you think it was broken?
Definitely.
Okay. But it wasn't. But it was just, you just twisted it?
I twisted it, but it was like a bone bruise. It was really bad.
Okay. Got it.
I just feel like it's like very basic human decency to like go with someone to the ER if they have to go. And he just didn't come at all. He didn't offer to come. I just feel like that was so, I just feel like that's, who wants to go to the ER alone?
Yeah.
Let's talk to Mitchell. Mitchell, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Mitchell, that wasn't nice.
You left out the preposition on
the, yeah, that she injured herself on the date.
Leaving the date. I guess it
oh
was
my God.
At the end. And
well, were you there?
Yeah, were you present for it?
When she fell, I helped her up, and I asked her if she was okay.
And then sent like, her on her way?
I got her an Uber to the emergency room. I asked if she wanted me to call an ambulance. I don't know.
Okay. But in none of that time did you say, let me go with you?
No,
he didn't.
we had just met. I didn't want to go to the doctor with her.
I have to tell you, Mitchell, such a bad move, because this could have been the meet cute story of a lifetime.
You're not wrong.
I don't want to go to the what if she's in a lot of pain? What if she's...
Mitchell, nobody wants to go. It's not a want thing. It's just like a decent thing.
I don't know. I wouldn't want someone to go to the hospital with me.
Okay, and that's what I was going to say. Because I'm not necessarily somebody that needs somebody to come with me to the ER.
But doesn't it feel nice when they do?
I mean, I guess it does. It does, but I don't need it. And it doesn't occur to me automatically to go with somebody to the ER.
That's not true. Because Kevin and I have both found ourselves in the ER, and you have made your way there.
Sitting in the ER is terrible.
Nobody said it's a good... But the fact that you guys keep saying this is making me so mad.
We
know
it's
terrible. The idea is that he does something terrible for her.
On the first date?
Well, sure.
I get it.
People have sex on the first date. You can't sit next to each other at the ER? That's crazy.
That is enjoyable.
The point isn't that you're having a good time.
You guys are fun. So what if Mitchell promises to attend all of your ER visits from this day till he's dead? Will you give him a second chance?
I would think about it.
Routine checkups too, if you need it.
No, okay, let's not get weird, Mitchell.
Yeah, I would consider it, Mitchell, but I would say you're digging yourself out of a major hole. You're starting in a deficit.
We're going to chalk this up as a win.
Yeah.
Okay, Mitchell?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I hope you're feeling better.
All right, work on that. Okay.
Yeah,
we've run out of time for this, but it's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.